107.7 2GO's Sarah and Patty Podcast.
Podcast time.
You make me frightened when you say it like that. Hey, everybody. Yes, it is podcast time.
Yeah, what about we spoke with our main man? He wasn't in San Francisco, Joe Fonzi, KTVU, Channel 2 News.
He was somewhere else.
In America, but for a good reason.
Sure was. We also spoke about something else that affects families on the Central Coast, and that is childcare and the cost of...
Oh, the expenses that are. And our snap poll this morning, it was Gosford the Wild.
Didn't you have your say?
2250, respect, sister. Sorry, Jane. Have a guess where we've got Joe Fonzi from KTVU Channel 2 News.
Look, the man is so talented. I would not be surprised if he was on stage doing something fantastic.
Oh, better than that.
What is it?
He's downtown Oakland.
Oh, wow. What's going on in Oakland, Joe Fonzi?
G'day, mate.
Well, how are you guys? This is the town where the Warriors have their practice facility. And if you've been following the NBA playoffs, they just defeated the Utah Jazz in 4 games. And they're waiting to see whether San Antonio or Houston wins, and that will be their opponent in the Western Conference Finals. And I got to just give you a little taste of Oakland here. Number one, I'm not feeling threatened for my life right now in the daylight. But number two, I hope I don't get drug tested tomorrow because I probably have a contact high from all the people I've been walking by that are sitting in corners smoking a funny-smelling weed. So.
Oh, isn't that bad?
Isn't like that, Joe?
Seriously.
Yeah, I'm going to say, no, it was poppy seeds. It wasn't, I don't know what it was, but all of a sudden I'm hungry. I don't know what the deal is.
Hey, mate, I want to know. So Oakland, they can make the NBA finals?
They've won their first two. Oh, my goodness, another one, another whiff. I got to keep moving here.
Keep moving, Joe.
I'm moving still. Yeah, all of a sudden I'm hungry. I don't know why. But anyway, the Warriors, they've won their first two series. They beat the Portland Trail Blazers. Then they beat the Utah Jazz, which means they are now qualified for the Western Conference Finals. But they have to wait and see because Houston and San Antonio are still playing each other to determine who the Warriors will meet. Then the winner of that one would meet the winner in the East, which looks like either Cleveland, you know, you've heard of Cleveland and LeBron James and all that. They're looking strong as ever. So they're waiting also to see who they'll play next.
I'm really glad you could fit us in because we know with the last time an Aussie tried to meet someone from your fair country, it was a 5-hour wait, and then we had a 5-minute meeting, which is what our Prime Minister suffered with Trumpy. Hey, Joe, the other day we were all talking about Donald Trump's lack of, keenness. Maybe he was already booked, I don't know, to be a part of a fairly important sporting match that normally the president is really involved in. What was everyone's thoughts about that?
Yeah, the first pitch.
Well, we're just flabbergasted with everything that's happening right now. I mean, I think we might have spoken about this a little bit last time. And some of his actions, the most recent one, the dismissal of the FBI director yesterday, you know, under a cloud of suspicious reasons. Even the Republicans are starting to say now, you know what? This investigation has to happen between the connections potentially with Russia during the election, and everything he seems to be doing is some type of a smokescreen or something to throw something up that would inhibit bipartisan investigation. And I think the tide really turned yesterday. It does remind me, you know, and I'm old enough to remember the whole Watergate thing, and that was a little bit different than this, but in the sense where if you continue to cover, not tell the truth, and just basically try to fire people who are getting close to the truth, all the media will ever do is bear down even harder. And, you know, that's been proven so many times. You name the topic, whether it's performance-enhancing drugs in athletics, whether it's politicians, whether it's people who say, I didn't have sex with that woman, you know, it depends on whatever it is. If you start lying, they're going to dig in deeper.
Yeah.
And I think that's really what's happened now as a result of this.
After firing that FBI director, James Comey, will he select his own now?
Well, he will have to nominate someone who then will have to be approved by the Senate. And there's talk that the Democratic senators who are in the minority may just actually even refuse to vote, depending on who it is. But what they're pushing for now, there were three different investigations going on. There was one in the House, one in the Senate, and then one being conducted by the FBI. And the consensus was pretty much that the one conducted by the FBI had absolutely no partisan attachment to it. It was just purely law enforcement doing what it does, which is investigate and then try to draw conclusions. But then when you fire the guy who's in charge of that, then all of a sudden it casts a shadow on whether or not a true investigation can happen. So that's what the consensus across both parties right now seems to be, you know, in a bipartisan fashion, they need to figure out what the truth is.
Yeah.
Which should have been the goal all along from day one. But, you know, he finally, I think, has tipped things over to the edge where even people who are partisan Republicans are saying, we want to know the truth of what's going on here.
All right, mate. Well, listen, we better let you go. We know you're heading to Warriors practice. You've got to expel all the stuff that you breathed in.
You've got to get a cheeseburger,
yeah,
a couple of popcorn.
A lot of landscape. We have to navigate a lot of things around here sometimes.
Yeah. The hazards of the job, mate. People don't realise. Joe Fonzi from KTVU, Channel 2 News in San Francisco, but in Oakland today. Thank you for joining us, mate.
All right, I'll try to keep on top of it for you guys.
See you, mate. We had the budget.
Oh,
we haven't spoke about it much today because we all budgeted out from yesterday,
weren't
we, SJK?
You need a little break, but then
you do.
You realise and you think, oh, gee, there's so much more to it than meets the eye.
Yeah, and that's why we called in from the newsroom the lovely Emma O'Brien. Hello,
Emily.
Amy.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you,
Em? Good morning.
Emily, now, we were talking earlier about childcare and families are saying to themselves, oh, geez, mum, dad both working, daycare, childcare, it costs so much. Give us, because both of us have children that are older now. I remember it was huge when I had Adelaide and both Patrick in childcare. You want the best for your children, of course. What's it per day now, Emily?
So because the government has what they call a childcare, you know, rebate cap for the year, for the financial year, I've already reached that cap. So now I don't get any refund from the government for my weekly fees. So it's about $112 a day that I'm paying in childcare fees, which adds up to over, you know, $500 a week.
That's
for one child.
For your little fella.
Yeah, for my two-year-old. Yeah. So it's a significant amount of money, and it's not until the 1st of July that the rebate will refresh again.
Kick back in.
That's right.
So that's what happens.
You could rent him a tent in Sydney.
130.
Oh, it's a bit dearer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Look, it's crazy, Em. And you're working every day, both of you, obviously, to try and make ends meet. And then when you do the maths at the end of the week, it's really crazy.
I can see why people justify having one parent not work.
Well, Em, I know, I had friends of ours and they were in Townsville and she was a dental technician. She worked there. She had two kids in childcare and she told me that at the end of the week after paying childcare, she was up $150. And I said to her, I said, Nancy, she said, but that's $600 a month made so much difference. And I said, wouldn't you be best staying at home with the kids and then just doing something for a market stall? But she really liked the adult interactivity and all that sort of stuff. But you just go, that's a lot of money.
You do have to do the maths on it and weigh it up. And for your family, Emily, you've decided, obviously, your career here, you're amazing on the air. You've got to think about the future as well.
Yeah.
And there is a point where the kids aren't in that situation and it's not costing you that much.
That's nice of you to say. But, yeah, you've got to weigh up, you know, do I push hard through these tough times now where you've got to weigh up, you know, your career development and everything, or do you, pull back and not work?
Was the budget good for you?
It was, but in saying that, because, you know, our family income combined is not going to be, we're not going to be affected by this.
Past the limit.
That's right. So, but that is not coming into effect until July 2018. So it's going to be another year circumstances.
Wow. So. Yeah, they
about the dodgy thing they did a few years ago? You could pay the normal amount and then just go and get your rebate, your collection back at the end of the tax year as a lump sum. And some people did that, like enforced savings, but then they didn't tell everybody about the fact that there was a time frame change.
You had to put it in
at a certain time, but you used to be able to roll it over to a couple of years if you wanted, and then everyone went back. We went back in. I think it was $7,000. They just said, sorry, you can't have
you
it.
You lost it because you didn't put it
and
in.
And they did not send an email. They didn't give you any notification.
Yeah.
Oh, they're dodgy.
So $112 a day. Look, a childcare. What do you think about it?
Have you decided to have one parent stay at home, like Emily was talking about there? Has it been better for dad to stay at home, maybe, or mum to stay at home?
I had friends like that.
Or do you just battle through these times and try? What goes on for you?
Yeah. We were just speaking with Emmy in the newsroom, which said, like, with the childcare rebate, how is it for you? And she gets it costs $112 a day.
$112 a day to put one little one through childcare. It's a big situation where families are now weighing up whether they're going to do that with more than one child, though. Can you imagine?
Oh, imagine the cost. 432-444-444.
Ellen from Somersby, we're talking childcare today. How does it affect your family?
Look, I've got four kids, and childcare would just be totally unaffordable for me. I send one of my youngest daughters to a community childcare in Mount Penang, and that's going to cost me $50 a day. So I'm a bit lucky. But if I had to put all my kids into childcare, I'd be paying just under $500 a day, which is unaffordable.
Couldn't. No. Well, for one kid, as Em in the newsroom was saying, $112 for their little fella.
And then a lot of times if families have the, they're fortunate enough to have grandparents around, the grandparents can sometimes lend a hand, but that's not always possible. It's just crazy, isn't it?
It's ridiculous. I started my own business from home for that exact reason. Because I used to have an executive career in the city, but sending the kids to childcare is just—it's just not affordable, even with a high-paying career in the city.
And never mind the heartache of actually doing that and not being with them. It's another whole story. Look, thank you so much.
That's okay. Thanks.
Thanks, Ellen. Sarah and Patty's snap poll. Big issues need to be discussed on the snap poll. It's Gosford v Wyong today. SJK.
Yeah. Get your votes in. Hey, Dave. How are you?
G'day, mate.
Good morning, Sarah. Good morning, Patrick.
Yeah. All right, Dave, Gosford or Wyong? What is it on the snap poll?
I like Wyong. When you drive through Wyong, some of the older buildings through there. Oh, I just like the way they look. Gosford's all built up and all brand new and everything now, you know.
Oh, you reckon? Mm. Oh, I'll take you down Man Street and I'll show you.
Well, I think from a heritage point of view, I think township of Wyong is absolutely beautiful. And I'd like that to be exploited in the sense of taking it right back to the history, get it right happening, like they've done
in Maitland and Newcastle.
Morpeth areas like that. I think that could be just so beautiful, Dave. You're right. Okay, we've got one for Wyong.
What do I ask you?
Yeah, all the facades. That's
all right, what about the beer prices in Wyong? How are they, David?
I don't know. The coffee's all right. They want the
tea sober. Yeah, God love him. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Okay. All right, Rick.
Snap
Hello,
poll,
mate.
Rick, how are you?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How are we?
Thank you, sir.
Okay, Rick, what's your vote? Gosford or Wyong in the snap poll?
Neither. Central Coast.
Oh, see, isn't he? He's
blended already. He's blended already.
He's one of those. There you go, Central Coast. Yeah, mate, why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's the best spot in the world, Rick.
It stops the winds. Let's unite for a change instead of having boring Wyong and uppity Gosford. Let's just go Central Coast.
Don't you dare call me uppity Gosford. Thank you very much, Rick. I take offence to that.
Thanks, Rick.
Have a great day, everyone.
Can you tell my chauffeur what Rick said?
Unbelievable.
Thank you,
See
Rick.
You, Rick.
See you, mate. Where's my Maui when I need it, sir?
Are you okay?
Oh, I couldn't believe it.
Oh, my God.
Couldn't believe what he said. Uppity Gosford.
You're sweating in your monogram singlet.
I know I am. Look at my big PG gold necklace.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, anyway,
I don't know if we'd say Gosford's uppity though,
Rick. Oh, no, not where I come from.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
and
not,
I don't
not,
think Wyong's
not in our wood.
So even though you were trying to unite there, you kind of just got us all a bit fired up.
See what you've done, Rick. And I tell you what, you don't have in Wyong, you don't have the trivia at the Sunken Monkey, which is worth $2,300 today.
Mm, that's what they do have, though.
What?
They've got the tranny trivia.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, at the Wyong Milk Factory tonight.
Wow, is it worth $2,300, game number four?
But
it's not.
I don't know, but she's a yodeling transvestite. I don't even know if you want... Do you do that? So when you're talking Gosford v Wyong,
I think we may have pipped you there. I want you to record it. All right.
We have.
All right, I'll do some
She's
yodeling.
Sensational.
I'll do some yodeling.
Do it for No, come on now. Let's see how good
you are. That's all I can do. What's wrong with that yodeling? Can anyone yodel better? Give us a call on the yodeling hotline. Anyway.
Focus.
Oh, yes. Sorry about that. Yes. Okay. Go to the website.
We're going
to
check Facebook out. Yeah. We'll see how that's faring.
Yeah.
And we'll see if you like Gosford or Wyong better.
This has been the Sarah and Patty podcast. Have them for breakfast weekdays from 5 on 107.7 2GO.